Big news, friends, indeed. Let me tell you about a choir coming from Westport in County Mayo. And it is coming to Carnegie Hall. Now, before we even get into that, I want to tell you about the Music Generation Mayo. It's a music education service for children and young people up to age 18. It's part of Music Generation, Ireland's national music education program, initiated by Music Network, co-funded by Bono and U2. And the Ireland Funds, and by the Department of Education and Skills since 2014. Again, locally, a Music Generation Mayo is managed and co-funded by a Mayo Music Education Partnership. Now, and by way of introduction, to our next guest, Owen Holmes, who is the choir PRO of Westport Children's Choir. I want to give you a taste of the music of Westport Children's Choir. Vienna a couple of years back. Friends, we're all over Ireland today. We visited and linked up with Father Gibbons, the parish priest and rector of Knock Shrine, as he prepares for the papal visit, Pope Francis. They're going to drop in to knock for a couple of hours on August 26th, Sunday, August 26th. Then we had the news and sports from Ireland, from Kevin O'Connor, from Roundwood in County Wicklow. And now we head for Westport in County Mayo. And Owen Holmes, who is the choir, PRO of the Westport Children's Choir. And Owen, you're very welcome indeed. How are you?
I'm mighty, Adrian. How are you doing?
I if I were any better, I'd be complaining. You know, honest to God, it's like that.
Oh, we couldn't have that. We couldn't have that.
Listen, tell us a bit, first of all, about yourself. You're a potion maker. Oh, well, you're not. Now, go ahead. Tell us.
Well, no. Obviously, I'm on to talk about the Westport Children's Choir and their amazing opportunity to perform in Carnegie Hall next week. But, yes, I'm living in Westport in County Mayo for the past 5 years with my family, wife and four children. We absolutely love it over here. My mum and dad live in Leenane in Connemara. So this is wherever we have lived in the world over the last few years. This part of the world is where our heart has always been. And I have set up with a business partner of mine a small craft distillery. So we will be making on the shores of Loch Mask single malt whiskey, craft gin, and tiny, tiny batches of very, very special vodka. So we're rebuilding the ancient tradition of whiskey making in Ireland. 100 years ago, Ireland was the biggest producer of whiskey in the world. By the middle of the 20th century, we had fallen to the bottom of the heap. But there's a rise happening again, and we're playing our small part in that.
Yeah, working on the shores of Loch Ness. That's near Turmacady, right?
It is, actually. We're in a place with a beautiful name. Our little distillery is in Kinnetion, Fairywood, the wood of the fairies, which is about 3 miles along the lake shore towards Montrasna from Turmacady.
Yeah. Now you, well, it says formerly, but from once you are a film and a TV producer, that never gets out of your system, but you worked on that for quite some time.
I did, yeah. I mean, I worked in the music industry for quite a number of years, and then gravitated or switched, depending on your point of view, into the film, television actually. I made TV drama a little bit for RTE and the BBC. So some of your listeners may remember TV programs like The Clinic or Path to Freedom or Bachelor's Walk. Bachelor's Walk and Path to Freedom, stuff like that, were kind of the more edgy new wave of film and television that I particularly enjoyed making. Small cameras, small crews, jumping out of the back of vans, telling edgy stories. That's what turned me on.
Well, I'll tell you what.
My wife is still a film producer. She's currently making a documentary about an amazing woman in Sicily called Letizia Battaglia, who's now in her mid-80s. She was a photographer who documented the atrocities that the mafia committed in Palermo during the 80s, right up to the slaying of Falcone and Borsellino. So she's a remarkable woman, and it's a fantastic story.
Now, the children's choir of Westport, when and how did you become involved with them?
Well, I declare my interest here, Adrian. I have two children in the choir. Two of my four children, Nora and Milo, are very dedicated members of the choir. I suppose it's a voluntary choir. It's a not-for-profit organization. So it's all children work hard, and as many parents and supporters as possible help out. So I suppose I just fell into the role. Your normal role is driver, chaperone, encourager, ironer of shorts, finder of uniform ties. But when this event came along, the Carnegie Hall business, obviously we need to start a fundraising campaign and get the message out there. So I might have had a little bit of experience in former life dealing with getting messages out, doing a bit of PR, talking on the radio and that type of thing. So that fell to me.
All right. Let me quote an old hack. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. But actually, let's add another aspect to this here. First of all, getting an invitation to play in the iconic Carnegie Hall in New York. There is no higher honor. But and we'll cover the fundraising aspect of it in a couple of minutes. But for the children to perform in the world premiere of the latest choral work by a renowned Venezuelan composer, Dr. Christian Grassas. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's almost unbelievable in a way. We got a letter from the promoters, the producers of this event in the autumn of last year. And really, they said, look, we're doing this world premiere. We've seen the kids on YouTube. We think they're great. Would they like to come along and participate? And I suppose it was just such an amazing thing that we said, of course we would. This was before we considered the amount of work involved or the amount of fundraising necessary. I think we just took it by both hands and said, yes, we would go along. Because you're right, it is an astounding opportunity. And it's an opportunity for the children on a number of levels. Obviously, it's great to play in Carnegie Hall. But they're going to be mixing in with top-class international professionals. They're going to be mixing in with choirs from other parts of, from around the United States and from China and from Finland and so on. So it's an amazing experience on so many levels.
Now, they haven't been exactly idle for the last couple of years. The choir has performed for the United Nations, performed in the 1916 The Nation's Voice, and the Vienna Boys Choir in Austria. And,
that's right.
And indeed, they did very well at the Young Bohemia International Choral Competition.
Yes, they took silver at that competition. They did brilliantly.
You know, tell us about the choir's repertoire.
Well, we're the amazing lucky here in Westport. The choir is led by a woman called Eriko Hopkinson, who's a classically trained Japanese opera singer and dancer. And she lives in a tiny cottage out in Karahali with her partner, Ed, a Northern Englishman, and he's a brilliant folk musician and flautist. And together, they are the leaders and directors of this choir. And they bring with them their own cultures and background, but they're also their excitement about music and about using music to open the children's eyes and ears to the world, to other cultures. I mean, Eriko, as a woman from Okinawa, ended up in Ireland because she was so excited and interested in Irish traditional and folk music. So the choir will sing stuff in Serbian. They will do extracts from great Latin masses. They will sing in French. They sing in Irish. They sing in English. The language barrier to them is not a barrier. It's actually an opportunity. It's something for them to do. They're performing in Carnegie Hall next week is entirely.
Now, great to get an invitation. And again, great to see you. We'll be there, bells on. The funding for the trip is still an issue. And if you want to tell us about the support for this, and where are you at anyway with respect to, now that they're getting their bags packed to come here, what is your appeal for funding?
Okay, we've been working on is whatever adults and families and so on traveling, we want kids as much as possible to be subsidized or paid for to go on this experience. So we've now raised and covered the cost of all the, and we've made good inroads into the cost of accommodation. I'm sure a lot of your listeners will know accommodating people in New York and around New York is expensive business indeed.
Huge.
We've had a brilliant week last weekend. We had the Westport House, which is, I'm sure you know Westport House.
Indeed.
They waived their entrance fee, to the house on Sunday and allowed us and another good organization here, Western Care, to collect donations in lieu of an entry fee. You know, it was an amazing Western Day, and we raised over 6,000 euros for the event. But we've done sales, we've done concerts, we've done pub quizzes, we've done everything. We're getting very, very close to where we need to be. The last drive or the last push we're doing that to people, look, check out westportchildrenschoir.com. There's a donate button. And if you want to give $1 or $10 or anything, you can hit that button and send money, and every penny of that will be used for the kids and the kids alone to get to New York. And I think what we're looking at here is a bunch of beautiful, intelligent, creative, talented children who are amazing ambassadors, not just for Westport, not just for Mayo, but for Ireland. And I think they're going to have their eyes and minds opened by this experience. And I'd also say, if people don't have money, and they don't feel like donating, or they can't donate, pop an email to check out the website, look at our email, and maybe just send an email of encouragement, because that's actually really important too.
What is the website?
WestportChildrensChoir.com.
And is it .com or .ie or both?
.com.
.com will do
it. That's WestportChildrensChoir.com.
That is fantastic. They'll get a great.
I think. Adrian, I better check that, but I think it's WestportChildrensChoir.com.
Okay. Well, we'll use both until you get back to us and tell us what the right one is. Anyway.
We're really looking forward to going to New York. We're really excited.
And we look forward very much to having you here again. How many in the group? How many in the children's choir?
There's 15 children traveling in all from Westport.
It's great. It's a tremendous honor. And again, getting down to brass tacks here, it's a huge financial commitment, but something indeed that on fairly short notice, you've done a great job, and maybe we can make up the difference. It is westportchildrenschoir.ie, according
to .ie.
Okay. That's what
yes,
you have.
You're anyway, quite right.
We'll have the link. We'll have the link on irishradio.com too. As we welcome, this is the most amazing thing to think that this came out of the blue. You know, from a YouTube click and a clip is incredible. They must be world class, and we're very much delighted that they're coming. Nothing like starting at the top. When you're coming to America, they've already made their mark throughout Europe, and we're again delighted to support them and look forward very much. Okay, Owen Holmes, go on now and get back to the distillery there, and your TV production and your music. Just for a matter of interest, you were in the music business and. What were you in the band and the group? What was your?
No. That's just the band music and singing, and that's all for the talented. I started out my music career as a sound engineer, front of house, and band manager, but I primarily ended up working in press and promotions for record companies. So I would have worked with Oasis or David Bowie and. I remember once rescuing Celine Dion from a rather exuberant cock journalist, but we won't talk about that now. I did press and promotions for artists.
Yeah, okay, so you wouldn't have been promoting, you know, songs like Paddy McGinty's Goat, I suppose that would be totally out of the question, yeah?
Well, you know, I've worked with people like Sean Kane and Three Men and a Dog, and I am of the school where I believe that there are two types of music, good and bad. The genre doesn't bother me in the slightest. So I you know, when we're in New York next week, we'll be listening to Spanish language core music, but myself and the kids are going to see if we can catch a jazz gig or, you know, a rap show. So, you know, we will be looking for at exploring music and cultures.
That is fantastic. Again, congratulations. And westportchildrenschoir.ie. Any amount of money will help make this a very memorable trip for a great group.
And like they say in Ireland, that's election time, Adrian. Donate early and often.
Let's do it. Okay, thank you. Thank you indeed. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the support. No, bye-bye.
Okay, that's friends. He's an amazing guy himself. But he is the choir public relations officer of the Westport Children's Choir. And again, the website, westportchildrenschoir.ie. Okay.